Okay, yes. Okay, hi. My name is Makini Booth, and I'll be speaking. This is my MPH research, sexual behaviors and teen dating violence among Hispanic, Black, and white female adolescents. Again, I have no relationships to disclose. All right, so as we spoke about earlier, we know that adolescence is a time of transition, and we know that one of the issues that are affecting adolescents is teen dating violence. And the Centers for Disease Control defines teen dating violence as the physical, sexual, or psychological, emotional violence within a dating relationship. And there has been research that looks at dating violence, that looks at differences in dating violence by racial and ethnic groups. And there has also been research in dating violence that are looking at the impact that it has on sexual risk behaviors and differences by race, ethnicity. However, what we don't see is whether or not there's an impact of violence and race on our risk behaviors. And so one of the things that we did, and I'll talk about it a little bit more, is we used a statistical test that's called interaction that tried to look at whether or not there's a compounded impact of race and ethnicity and dating violence on sexual risk behaviors. And we decided to look at sexual risk behaviors and teen dating violence because we know that experiences in adolescence have a big impact on their future, as well as contribute to issues of teen pregnancy and STIs and HIV among adolescents. So the purpose was to examine the relationship between sexual risk behaviors and exposure to dating or sexual violence among white, Black, and Hispanic adolescent females. And we used the 2009 Youth Risk Behavior Survey. So the 2009 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, what we conducted was a secondary data analysis. And for those that aren't familiar, this is a survey that's distributed by the Centers for Disease Control every other year. And it focuses on specific behaviors among adolescents. So it looks at, for example, physical activity. It looks at issues of mental health. It looks at substance abuse. And the purpose really is to provide an opportunity to monitor behavior change over time. And so you can, for example, look at the 2009 survey and compare it to previous years. This is a survey that is given to adolescents in high school, so from 9th grade to 12th grade. And they have a three-stage complex sampling design, which essentially means that they first look at what they call primary sampling units. So they look at geographic location. And then they sample and they try to randomly select schools within those geographic locations. And then they sample again to look at classrooms within those schools. And then in order to make the sample representative of the population, of the national population, they oversample for Black and Hispanic adolescents. And this is a survey that is self-administered, so the youth receive it in school, they fill it out, and then it's submitted and analyzed via Scantron. Okay, so what we did was there were about 16,000 youth that were included in the sample, but for the purpose of this study, we focused only on adolescent females. So you'll see here that there were close to 7,000 youth, but because, as I mentioned earlier, there was that sampling technique, what you'll see is we have adjusted or weighted proportions. And you see here that there's about 62% of the sample were white, close to 16% were Black, and 21% were Hispanic. Our independent variables, or our predictor variables, we're looking at race and ethnicity, so Black, white, and Hispanic. Because of sample size, we had to exclude those who are considered other. So, for example, Asian Americans or Native Americans were not included in this analysis. And exposure to dating or sexual violence, it responded to two questions. The first question focuses on dating violence, and it says, during the past 12 months, did your boyfriend or girlfriend ever hit you, slap, or physically hurt you on purpose? And then the question on sexual violence asked, have you ever been physically forced to have sexual intercourse when you did not want to? So our dependent variables were looking at the six sexual risk behaviors that were included in the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It asks questions of ever having sex, early initiation of sex, multiple sex partners, condom use, and birth control. And then also what we did was we created what we called a sexual risk behavior category, which was a combination of these behaviors. Our analysis, we did basic first stage was looking at descriptive analysis, so looking at just what was happening, how many people said that they had experienced violence. Then we looked at bivariate analysis, where we basically looked at the association between violence and sexual risk behaviors. And then finally, we did a multivariate analysis that included logistic regression and adjusted odds ratios, where we made sure to control for grade because research, as well as our own work, has shown that sexual risk behaviors actually don't differ by grade. And so for that reason, we made sure to include them in all of the models. And then this interaction effect was looking, again, as I mentioned, was looking at what is the compounded impact of sexual violence and race on your sexual risk behaviors. And then for those who are interested, we made, because of the sampling, we had to use a certain commands in SAS. Yeah. And we made sure to account for this complex sampling, as I mentioned, with those geographic units and the schools. So our results are, first, just starting with the dating sexual violence, you can see here that 15% of white adolescents said that they had been exposed to dating or sexual violence, 24% among blacks, 19% among Hispanics, and all, it was 17%, so that comes out to about 1 in 6 adolescents said that they had experienced either sexual violence or dating violence. And then again, as I mentioned, we had done more adjusted odds ratios, and again, adjusting for grade. So we see here that there's a 1.82 odds of African Americans or blacks having experienced dating violence compared to whites. And for Hispanics also, it was significantly different with 1.34 odds. So the first question was looking at sexual intercourse. And for this question, actually, when we analyzed it, we only looked at those who had said that they experienced dating violence, because you can't tease out whether or not those who experienced sexual violence, whether it was consensual or not. And so for that purpose, we decided that we weren't going to include that as sexual intercourse. So again, here, all of my slides look very similar. So I'll explain this one, and then it will help the next ones. So first we see, I like the graphics. So we see that you can see here the proportions of those who said answered yes to sexual intercourse. And we can see, for example, that among black adolescents, it was 57% compared to white adolescents, which was 43%. And so this was a statistically different, significant difference. You can see here with 1.84 greater odds. But then also when we looked at dating violence, we see for those who are exposed to violence, which are in the blue here, it was 73% said that they had ever had sexual intercourse. And again, this does not include those who said they experienced forced sex, compared to 27%. So again, we see that the odds, it's close to a four greater odds of sexual intercourse among those who experience dating violence. And again, here we see sexual intercourse before 13. We see that there's a twofold greater odds comparing black adolescents to white adolescents. And then when you look at dating violence, there's sevenfold odds. I mean, that's really, really large. number of sexual partners in the past, in your lifetime. This, we looked at whether or not adolescents had more than four, or had four or more partners in their lifetime. Again, we see a difference comparing black adolescents with white adolescents. And when you're looking at those who have experienced dating violence, 5.68 greater odds, you see. Multiple sex partners, so just looking at in the past 3 months, with how many people did you have sexual intercourse? And we saw that those who had multiple, so at least two or more, there was a significant difference among black adolescents. And then with dating violence, there was four greater odds, you can see here. And then drug and alcohol abuse, this one is interesting because we know from research that white adolescents usually engage in greater substance abuse. And so we can see that actually there was not a difference comparing white adolescents with black adolescents. However, we see that Hispanic adolescents had 30% lower odds of drug or alcohol use before sex compared to white adolescents. But then still those who experienced violence had close to twofold greater odds. condom use, we can see again that there wasn't a difference between black adolescents and white adolescents. However, Hispanic adolescents, again, had lower odds than white adolescents. And dating violence, we see here that about 45% lower odds of using condoms than white so adolescents who had been exposed to violence had 45% lower odds of condom use than those who had not. Okay, this is the last question in terms of the sexual risk behaviors. It looks at birth control use, and in both instances, actually, both black and Hispanic adolescents had lower odds, and then again, there was that difference, about 50% lower odds of those who are exposed to violence. So finally, as I mentioned, we looked at the adolescents who had experienced at least one of these sexual risk behaviors, and we see again that there's a difference between black and Hispanic adolescents, and that there's a large difference between those who experienced violence and those who didn't. As I mentioned earlier, is that it's great that we understand that there are differences in race and ethnicity, but the real question is whether or not those who experience violence, whether or not there's a difference between, for example, black adolescents who experience violence compared to white adolescents who experience violence. And so what we did was we looked at all of the different sexual risk behaviors, and we saw that in reality, there's not that big of a difference. So although we did see that there was in terms of looking at total numbers, when you're looking at adolescents who are exposed to violence, they're actually engaging in or exposed to very similar sexual risk behaviors, with the exception of condom use and birth control. So we see that with Hispanics, there's actually lower odds of using condom use. So Hispanics exposed to violence have lower odds of condom use than whites exposed to violence. And then in birth control, it's actually for both blacks and Hispanic adolescents. And remember that these are both white adolescents exposed to violence and black and Hispanic adolescents exposed to violence. And so basically what we were saying is that, as we know, race and ethnicity and exposure to violence are predictors of sexual risk behaviors. However, the issue of violence is actually larger in terms of the odds, and it's a stronger predictor than race, ethnicity, and that, as I mentioned, the exposure doesn't differ by grade, but that there are cultural, environmental, and social factors that influence how African Americans exposed to violence and Hispanic adolescents exposed to violence, how they interact with and how they decide to engage in birth control use and condom use. And so because of this difference, we're feeling as that there must be sexual and reproductive health disparities, we could tease out what's going on if we actually look at experiences of violence among adolescents. So finally, for those who know about cross-sectional data, obviously there's issues because you can only analyze what they ask. We weren't able to ask, for example, questions of their neighborhood context or their family's social and economic status. This, again, is self-reported data. It depends on what they remember, what they feel comfortable saying. And then you also can't assess, for example, whether or not it was recent, whether this was a partner, whether this was with a parent. And for this reason, we feel as if for future research, it's difficult for us to explore the various factors, and that future research must look at these different factors that influence violence. And so finally, our take home is that for programs that are focusing on sexual risk behaviors, especially among black and Hispanic adolescents, it's important to focus on violence. And I think even with the presentation that came before, we were talking about sexual risk, but we need to make sure that violence is continually introduced into that conversation, and that because of what we saw with this interaction, there must be a particular focus among black and Hispanics on condom use and birth control. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Are there one or two burning questions for Martini while she is up here? We can have questions after all of the presentations have finished. So thank you very much, Martini.
Thank you.